At this time, we are so thankful to have joining us tonight for this special program, Dr. Bill Donahue, who is the president of the Catholic League. He is going to come tonight. He's been a strong advocate for those that have been in this process because of their faith, who have been filibustered, and he has been a staunch advocate of their right to participate in this process. Please welcome Dr. Bill Donahue.
What a pleasure to be here. I feel like I'm really at home. If I had a choice between a room of Ted Kennedy, Irish Catholics like myself, and people like you, I'll take you any day. And the bishop is right. White or black, Protestant or Catholic, Orthodox, Jew, we're fed up, we're on the same side. And if the secular left is worried, they should be worried. You know, we got involved in this issue with Judge Pryor a few years ago, and one of my senators, Senator Schumer, was talking about, as Al Mohler said here, you know, we're wondering about your deeply held beliefs. Well, Pryor, unlike Kennedy, happens to be a believer in the Church's teachings on abortion. Deeply held belief is code, people. We all know what it means. It's deeply held religious beliefs. And so they, you know, Kennedy says, well, I can't be anti-Catholic, and Leahy says the same thing, and Durkin says the same thing because I'm Catholic. Oh, yes, you can. If you reject the teachings of the Catholic Church on abortion, and you raise the bar so high that nobody can jump over it, except for Catholics like you, Kennedy, then we do have a problem with it. All right? And so they do discriminate. We have never said that there are senators who are anti-Christian or anti-Catholic bigots per se. What we've said is this. There isn't a de jure discrimination, but there is de facto. In other words, you've raised the bar so high that you've made it impossible for us to get on the federal bench. That's a veiled, very cute way of saying that there's no place for you. And you know, what I'd like to see, I studied under Sidney Hook, not a member of the religious right. He was a Jewish atheist, and he had a tremendous impact on me in many different ways, a great philosopher. And Sidney Hook noticed this back in 1961. He said, if you want to do something about judicial activism, you better take a look at the way the courts have evolved. And he said, even beginning with the first justice of the Supreme Court, John Marshall, it was understood that this branch was supposed to be a co-equal. It wasn't supposed to have veto-proof position the way it's evolved. What he recommended, and I'd like to recommend a national discussion on this issue right now. We need a discussion. Do we need a constitutional amendment which would say this? No act of Congress can be overturned by the Supreme Court unless it's a unanimous decision. That'll stop judicial activism right in its track. You know, that may be the micro issue, this whole business of filibustering, but at the macro level, you know what's at stake. They basically have the attitude, at least with regard to Catholics, their attitude is tend to the little old ladies in the church, let them worry about their rosaries, don't get involved in the public. No, we will get involved. We will be disobedient altar boys. We will get involved in our society. And we won't be told to shut up and give it over to the secular left. Who are they to say that I don't have a right to freedom of speech? That's mentioned in the First Amendment in the Constitution. It's your free speech too. Everybody's free speech. Right? And let me tell you something, I resent the remarks, this cacophony of catcalls. They can't deal with us in a democratic way. But Senator Frist is absolutely right. Keep it civil. And what do? They say we're going to have a theocracy. They said the same thing when Bush got elected, we're going to have a theocratic state. What are we, the Taliban? I mean, this is, you know, these people, they claim to be the high priest of tolerance, and yet they practice intolerance against us. They want to set us up as if we're the radicals. Right? The tell you, and it's not just Catholics and Protestants. Some Orthodox Jews the other day have set up an organization last Thursday, Don Federer and others, to fight against anti-Christian sentiment in this country. And I asked them, why as Jews are you concerned about this issue? They said, well, you know what? To the extent that the Christianity is disparaged, that voice, that pro-life voice, and this opposition to the most insane idea I've ever heard in my whole life of two men getting married, I mean, what do you? That's something I'd expect in the asylum, quite frankly. Look, they're not going to stop us from speaking on this. And these Orthodox Jews have said, we have to fight anti-Christian bigotry in this country, because if Christians can't get that voice out there in favor of marriage and family and life, the life of a child to be born, and the life of Terry Schiavo to have feeding tubes, then we're all finished. And so they understand it. All right? In other words, we've got traditional Catholics, we have evangelical Protestants, we have Orthodox Jews, and those people on the secular left, they say, well, we think you're a threat. You know what? You're right. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. I hope you got that. That's right. We are a threat because we're going to do the right thing. And I, again, want to encourage you to make those phone calls. Promise. How many of you will make a phone call tomorrow morning? Raise your hand. All right. You can't clap and raise your hand at the same time.